So I was waiting for the plumber this morning, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do the beta on the show, on the Checkpoint XP. Because it's kind of a slow nerd news cycle.
Yeah, there's been too much going on.
Yeah, it hasn't been too much going on. Yeah. So I figured out we'll do this beta. You know, I got the beta. Cool. I was playing it this morning. Everything was working fine this morning. I was like, cool. I'm going to bring the PlayStation with me to work. We're going to run it at 6 o'clock. Show everybody on Checkpoint XP how cool the beta is, right? So I got in here and I set up everything like I usually do about a half hour before, and I ran it, and that came up.
Whoa! No bueno.
Yes, no bueno. So I know one of the co-hosts of Checkpoint XP, he was stoked. Like, he was like, man, it's really dope. And it's really good.
Yeah, I heard my homie got a chance to play it on Saturday, and he was just really, you know, said nothing but great things about it. So I was actually looking forward today.
Yeah, I wanted to, too. I wanted to show it off. But I can't, because, as you can see, the shut off the servers until the 19th.
Oh, good. We'll make the most.
Yeah. And I think that's another weekend, right? The 19th? Yeah. So I'm not going to be able to show anybody anything.
What has been your favorite Call of Duty? Like,
you know what? I like the original, and I was obsessed with Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
Until they started hacking it, and they were like, had the guys hiding in the sky and stuff like that. Like, it was Halo and stuff.
Are you a zombie guy?
I like the zombies. That's why you can see I'm rocking my Black Ops 2, you know? I like the zombie stuff. And, you know, I like zombies, but I'm not a fan of the Black Ops, the way Black Ops work. I don't know. I always like Modern Warfare better. Shouts out to Tarek Lewis joining us right now. What's up, my man?
What's
how you
going
doing?
On, man?
Good.
I'm doing all right. I'm tired.
Good. I was going to run the game, as you can see. Mm-hmm. They shut the beta off.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so we're going to have to wait till next weekend to...
We ain't got no other games in here?
I got the game, so we'll definitely do something else. But I just wanted to show full disclosure to everybody. What's up, everybody watching us on Checkpoint XP? Full disclosure, I cannot show anybody anything. But I got good news. I got good news. Here you go. I'll let you. Hey, you want to run the old one, or you pass every time somebody dies, pass the controller? We could do that.
Oh, look at you with the 2K in here.
Oh, that's on my son. I think he needs. I don't know if he downloaded it.
Did he download it?
Let's say run it. Oh yeah, there you go.
Run it.
Your son's the cool one.
Yeah, your son. he needs to be on the show. Yeah, what is going on?
That's funny. Yeah, he likes NBA 2K. I don't know. I'm not a sports guy.
I'm all about it, man. I play every day. I'm 2K. I still got to rock Gears soon, so I
got
to bring the Xbox.
I got good news for everybody watching the Checkpoint XP, because during the week, Sunday, yesterday, I was bored. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a little streaming on Facebook of Modern Warfare. So I got the video of my streaming playing Modern Warfare. So I'm actually going to share it for everybody right here on the live show here on Checkpoint XP while you play around with that, and we'll come back.
Oh, yeah,
cool. Dude, don't say like Joey's playing around. Joey's putting in serious work.
I'm putting work in. I'm actually about to step in.
I appreciate your seriousness about NBA 2K. Okay?
Your son's online ranking is about to be.
I don't know. He's about to give it. No, that's my user. So actually, well, his character. He made his character on my username. So yeah, his player's there.
So speed,
you can critique his player. There you go.
You're not a sports game guy?
I don't know. I try, you know.
What was the last sports game you've ever played?
That you were into?
It had to be a Madden game. I don't know. Probably on PlayStation or something. PlayStation 2. Probably the last time I probably got a sports game. That was
PlayStation 2?
PlayStation 2, yep.
Ooh. Remember that? I remember when when Madden 2, that was a 2001 Madden came out.
All right, yeah. So for everybody watching on the Checkpoint XP, I'm going to run the little video of my live stream of Modern Warfare, as promised. I am bringing you some Modern Warfare, but, you know, it is what it is. Right?
So I was always a 2K guy.
Yeah?
NFL 2K?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Man. You just hit home with that.
Yeah, that was
that
the
hit
joint.
Home.
Yeah.
NFL 2K was the
I'm
joint.
So mad. The last time I did an NFL 2K, I'm sorry, Speedy, this is like, you know, next
No,
level.
It's all right.
It's a whole other realm.
I'm running for the video for the, of the Modern Warfare.
2K5 was the last time it was on all platforms. Or that was the last game that the NFL license, like, allowed.
I'm running the video. I'm running the video of the Facebook there so you guys can see it.
So, you know, then EA Sports pulled that move, and they got the exclusive NFL license.
Yeah.
2K never, and 2K was a way better game than Absolutely. Madden. Way better. And so much I think better. Madden knew that.
Yeah. The NBA survived.
Yeah, and here's the thing, like, because NBA Live is trash.
Are they still making NBA Live?
They try to, like, sporadically. They'll try. Yeah. Well, they do. They've been doing it consistently these past 3 years.
Everybody's big on NBA 2K. So, what's a successor to, like, in anything, football, whatever? I know there's a lot of FIFA guys. There's a lot of
FIFA's on point.
FIFA's like, major, yeah.
FIFA's a big deal. Madden's still, you know, it's Madden. It's the only NFL game, you know, the only game. EA Sports has exclusive rights to have NFL players and be able to dish out these games.
Hold on, Checkpoint XP guys. I'm pull this audio here for a second.
But, yeah, I would say 2K, I'd say we'll 2K and FIFA are the, like, top tier when it comes to sport. Yeah. You know,
MLB,
sports.
The game, was hot for a bit.
Yo, yeah.
Is it still hot?
Well, the show is dope. The show is dope because, you know, PlayStation has exclusive rights to, not really, like, exclusive rights because they do these little, they got these other, like, little inky-dinky, like, kind of baseball games. But the show is actually the best product, you know, as far as baseball is concerned. But it's dope. I actually have the show for PS4, and I have a good time because the my player type of thing, the road to the show, it's good stuff.
The last sports game I was really into was NCAA football. I think the last one they made was 2015.
Making it. But now it's going to be interesting
to
see.
Sad? I cannot tell you really what last sports game that I was really excited about. I don't know. I just haven't been into it.
I get excited.
I like watching it better than.
I get excited for this.
You know what I used to love
year,
back
but...
in the day on the Super Nintendo, regular Nintendo, Baseball All Stars or Baseball Stars, I think it was. It was an SNK baseball game on regular Nintendo.
Oh, like Bases Loaded?
Not Bases Loaded. It was called Baseball Stars or something like that. It was for SNK. It was, I guess, it was an SNK baseball game for regular Nintendo. Old school.
You know
Nintendo.
What I do miss I though is, and I'm having a hard time figuring out what team I want, but what games I do miss is actually like NBA Street.
NBA Street used to be hot, yeah.
You know, Blitz.
Yeah.
NFL Blitz. I should bring the 64 in here next
week. Let's run a double.
I should bring the 64
here.
Next week.
I'm sure there's some people want to see you ball up on NBA 2K.
Because I got
both of these here. Run them both. Let's run them both.
I got GoldenEye.
How am I going to do this?
Cart, of course.
I'm one of the strange people that's never played GoldenEye. When I say I never played it through its fruition. Whoa. Like I went to a friend's house and played it, but I didn't have GoldenEye.
Wow.
Wow, man.
I'm sorry.
That's wild, bro. That's wild.
Sorry, everyone.
I'm reading the comments right now. The Night Train says Baseball Stars was amazing, as well as Baseball Simulator. I don't think I've ever played a simulator.
Baseball Simulator 2000.
You know, I used to play Triple Play heavy. I used to love Triple Play on EA Sports.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Triple Play was fire.
So it's wild. I got two video games going right here, guys. We got your NBA, and I got my live session of the beta of Modern Warfare 2, which I apologize, is a little small.
So here's my thing.
These are all going to be big holiday season games that people are going to cop anyway, so it's a good thing you get to see both in action.
Right.
What's my thing with Modern Warfare?
Actually, let me see if I can make this a little bigger.
Graphics haven't improved in some years. I feel like it's Modern Warfare is more about gameplay and like what kind of weapons and different features they're going to give you. But
well, I mean, the game is really dope. Like, if you play Modern Warfare before, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it's just a lot smoother. It's a lot like just the beginning weapon right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I'm in the game. Like, before you had to, like, oh man, I got to open up some weapons here and like get into the my flow, you know what I mean? Like, of what I want to do. But it really feels like I got a shot, you know, I've been hitting my kill, getting my kills, you know, my perks, the bonuses that you get when you kill a bunch of people without dying.
Mm-hmm.
Before other Call of Duties, if you're not really that good, you know, you're like, feel like you're getting your butt kicked all the time, you know?
See, as time went by, I got more less into Call of Duties and more into like games like Gears of War, Destiny, you know, where you're kind of, it's not just, I don't know. I like the fantasy aspect of it. Like, this is not real. It's not just Modern Warfare. It's basically trying to be not realistic. I mean, clearly, it's not realistic, but
right.
There's a lot more story to some of these other games.
Now, I want to ask, you know, because, you know, we're always talking who's bringing in their PlayStation, who's bringing in their Xbox. Speedy, I'm sure you play, like, online quite often.
Yeah.
Whenever you can.
Yeah.
I know you're busy with your nocturnal life.
Yeah.
But what do you prefer as far as online play? Is it Xbox or is it PS4?
You know, I used to have an Xbox back in the day, like 360. I used to have a 360, mm-hmm. and I let my stepson take it. He took control of it. I don't know. I just couldn't get into the Xbox, like, back in the day. Like, I guess it was maybe because PlayStation 3 was free to play online than Xbox. Time, yeah. Although I paid for my Xbox to get online, but, like, it didn't have the perks that PlayStation did for free. Like, I don't know. Like the interface wasn't great. You know, maybe to me. I don't know. Or maybe I just wasn't, since I've been PlayStation 2, and I just gravitated to PlayStation 3 better than the Xbox. I don't know. Yeah. I have an old school Xbox at home too, so I never really went online with that old school Xbox either.
I feel like PlayStation, people who are really, really loyal to PlayStation.
Yeah.
Were loyal to it because they couldn't afford Xbox when it first came out. I feel like the Xbox dropped first, right?
Yeah.
Besides, like, PlayStation,
well, you know,
PlayStation always existed.
Great PlayStation,
but, like,
right?
But, like, the
Xbox One
was the rival of the PlayStation 2. Xbox came out before PlayStation 2.
Right. I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So I think, like, people got on an Xbox and some people didn't have it yet.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was back then, man, people didn't have two systems.
Right. I know, I was spoiled. I would buy everything.
Yeah, I think now everyone now is, most people, a lot of people are doing both systems.
Oh yeah, at least, you know, two.
At least two.
Either a Nintendo or something, or an Xbox or a PlayStation, depending on what exclusives they're into. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like Cam, who's sometimes a guest. He's big Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, he is.
That's something I'm gonna start rocking with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
I like Smash Brothers. I don't know. I guess I get tired of it after a certain point, but I like all fighting games.
Yeah.
But you see, like, here on the demo that I'm playing there in the beta, mm-hmm. I'm in the caves there.
Yeah.
This map is pretty cool because whenever somebody tries to get you with one of their kill things, that, you know, either the chopper or there's a drone strike, a missile strike, mm-hmm. that you can drop on people when you get your kill bonuses.
Yeah.
If you hide in those caves, you can survive. So
trying to game like little system.
There's little things like that. Yeah. And literally, I was walking around with that gun, and I felt, you know, I was able to, you know, I felt like I was, you know, in the game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You ever story mode on Modern Warfare, or you go straight online?
Sometimes I'll story mode. Yeah. My son is big into the story mode stuff. He'll do the story mode first before he does anything else.
I like story modes. I mean, but games like Gears of War. I go straight online.
Speaking of Gears of War, did you get that Gears of War? Didn't it come out already?
I got like a whole gang of like college homies that used to like run years like in the dorms.
Yeah.
And it was like some real heavy-duty stuff.
Supposedly
man.
it's breaking pre-sale pre-sale records. I was looking at the headline I saw today correctly.
But I'm really excited to play it. Like, I can't wait. I'm just waiting for, like, you know, bunch of homies to get in on it so we can do some damage.
Now I will say this: Modern Warfare. This looks very.
It looks
good.
Really good. Like,
it looks
this,
really good.
It's dope. And look, and that's blurry and not in HD. Like, yeah. Let's see if I can change it.
I like that. Like in the cave. Like you're in. Were you in a cave?
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah.
Yeah. They definitely improved the.
Let me
set design. Like, it's dope.
I thought, oh, well, that was not good.
Is there anything that you took away that you felt like needed to be improved? Or?
You know, I didn't miss anything. Everything that's there, if you're a Modern Warfare fan, everything is there mm-hmm. for you. I didn't say there was anything I was missing. I did like when I reload, when I had L1 and I'm looking down the barrel,
mm-hmm.
Whenever I reloaded, I didn't lose my looking down the barrel. The character went like that and kept my view.
Okay.
Which is something new. he kept my view while he reloads.
Yeah, you, oh, wow. No, yeah, no, so you didn't have to
take
the gun away.
Like, empty the clip, hit square while I'm holding L1 still, and he reloads, and he still got the same view.
Yeah.
So when you reload, you're back, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I did not try it. Maybe it was a particular weapon, because I was using the M4, one of the first weapons you get.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't know if one of those crazy submachine guns, those 100-round, like those tank guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it works for their weapons. I did not try it, or I didn't notice. I stuck with that M4 when I started getting a lot of kill streaks and stuff, so that was pretty much it. The shotguns work well. I did some gunplay, the gunplay stuff. They got modes that that you can play without the little receptacles, the little 3D things, the little things you look down the barrel with the little dots, the red dots and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You could play modes without that. They will, let's see if I can reset this camera here. You can't use them. It's just completely authentic or something like that. What they say it is.
Yeah.
There was a mode like that. I tried that. That was pretty cool. Try to give it a shot there. Give it a shot of fixing that camera, Joey, where you're in between halftime there. You're in halftime, right? Or you timeout? 1177. Hey, everybody knows my passwords now.
they got legit choreography going on in the little halftime.
Oh, yeah, the NBA 2K. Yeah, allow.
Yeah.
Allow, yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's pretty dope. Yeah, the graphics in the NBA 2K games are always dope. I mean, they're always well done.
I just didn't like some of the
It's literally like I bet you there's people who probably look at the bottom. It's like, is there a real basketball game going on in the bottom? Because it's so small. I have your little game so small on the bottom there.
Yeah, I mean, this year I wasn't really too impressed with this version, with this year.
Yeah.
Just because I just didn't some of the
It's like more the same. I mean, the other ones look impressive too, right?
I mean, sometimes they up a little bit on the graphics, but the just presentation wise, like especially if you're heavy into like my player,
yeah.
And you know, most of the time it's usually when I'm in the park or I'm at the rec, you know, just playing against guys, playing with guys online.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't like. I'm not a big fan of the builds. Like I know some people are like, you know, really into that. Like, I'm not a fan of, like, building, like, multiple different players. And
right.
I just didn't like how it, even building my player, he still, you know, his crossover was slow. Like, you really got to spend some money on some VC, bro.
Right.
Like, to really, you got to be at least, like, an 86 to actually have your players, you know, potential.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can really, like, show off his full potential just at a good solid, like 86 or higher.
So there's is there a pretty solid community of people playing online with their players?
Oh, there always are. Yeah. Yeah, there always is. I think people go heavy, and they think now because of the 2K league, you know, there's a lot of people out there that really, you know, go ham and really try to pursue this.
Yeah.
Because this 2K thing has been going really well for the past 2 years, so.
Yeah.
And I got a homie who's actually part of it, my man O'Leary 2K, who's actually from Tampa. He plays for Cleveland. And it's like, you know, just hearing stories about, you know, how the league is and how they prep. It's like they're actual players.
Yeah.
Like they go through everything like the players go through. Like they have practice times and it's crazy. They got to put in a certain amount of hours every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's crazy. Are they playing in a real league? Like,
they live
like it's
good.
A real league.
Yeah,
like,
they live
like,
good. They get to go to the games. They connect with some of the players in real life.
Like, see, I'd rather do that than like UFC or something, man. I'm gonna get my wrist game going.
For real.
That's dope. I think that's cool.
Is there a game in your history which you want to see on one of these new platforms from like, a movie you want to see turn into a game, an old game that's gone, that you'd like to see on PS4 or Xbox?
Well, I'm really hyped. I need to see more. I actually need to play it. I've seen the videos, and, you know, I'm maybe it looks all right, but I'm still kind of curious about, you know, I just want to know how it feels, you know, playing this game. It's actually the upcoming Avengers game. Because I miss some of those movie game... you know, whenever Spider-Man came out with a movie, there was a Spider-Man game to go with it.
Yeah.
I used to miss, like, some, I know some of them were kind of trash, but I was, like, always a big fan of at least the Spider-Man ones.
Mm.
But I'm hyped for the Avengers game to come out. But you know what would be really dope? Like, movie-turned-game would be probably John Wick.
Yeah.
Because John Wick reminds me of
John Wick would be dope.
Max Payne.
Right.
John Wick is Max Payne, minus that, you know, when he takes that drug or whatever the case is. And,
I wonder if, they, if you know, they, like, they, if people who created Max Payne see John Wick and they're like, you know what? Maybe we should get our lawyers on this.
Yo, I'm not.
Yeah. No, for real, though.
Well, I always thought Max Payne
business,
was a,
right?
You know? I always thought Max Payne was just a Matrix. You know what I mean?
It was maybe if Neo took the other pill.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And that's a game. That's a movie I wouldn't mind seeing being a video game.
Yeah, John Wick would be dope. It'd be a nice, you know, I think it'd be a nice little old day to, like, those Max Payne games.
Hitman.
Yeah, Hitman was dope. I used to love Hitman.
Really?
Oh, man, no easy buckets.
No easy buckets.
No easy buckets.
No easy buckets.
It's crazy, like, to see my, like, to move to, you know, play 2K and, you know all the moves and Euro steps and things like that. And it's like, yeah, I feel like I can do this in real life.
Right.
Like, I get confident enough, and then it's like I actually do it, and then my shin hurts.
Sprain my ankle. Joe, you look pretty solid. How are you online, man?
I'm decent. I'm actually undefeated right now online. I mean, I only played like 5 games online, but I'm undefeated. That's no cap.
Oh, damn. You need to add my son. There you go. You guys can ball
Let's
up.
Get it.
Yeah. He's actually pretty decent.
Yeah, you're making Boston look a lot better than I think they're going to be.
Let's go. Kemba Walker, UConn, baby. Steph Curry, all day.
So, shouts out to everybody watching us on the Checkpoint XP channel. We were going to run some Modern Warfare, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, the new Modern Warfare, Call of Duty beta, but they shut down the servers until next weekend. So, fortunately, we cannot have the game live, but fortunately, I did record a session, and I'm sharing that video with you guys right now. And in the meantime, also, Joey's getting some NBA 2K on the PlayStation on when me and Tarek are still talking. So there is some news happening in nerd world. Let's see, what we got going on? I did see that Robert Downey Jr. is going to return as Iron Man for the new Black Widow movie. Which is it's okay, I guess, because it's a flashback, you know, a reprise.
Now, is that going to be a movie, or is that going to be on?
That's a movie, apparently.
That's
I guess
be on Disney Plus? Okay.
In the movie theater, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What else we
that's
got fair.
Going
on?
That's cool.
Here? Yeah, you think that's cool?
Yeah.
I accept. There were some people like, why are they going to do that? I'm like, well, because, it's a prequel.
Yeah,
like,
I'm there for that. I'm all right with that.
Nothing wrong with that. More Robert Downey.
There was a teaser at the end, a teaser that they released, Disney.
I hear that.
That was for the old Avengers movie, the very first Avengers movie, where Nick Fury mentions a different version of the end of Iron Man, should I say. I'm sorry, not Avengers.
Okay.
When that part where Nick Fury comes out at the end, remember, he talks about the Avengers, tries to recruit Tony Stark for the Avengers Initiative.
Yeah.
And he references X-Men and Spider-Man in that particular version that they cut.
Really?
Yeah. Right, so it just shows that Marvel's been in the working on getting all their properties under one thing since day one, you know?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know. Well, why have them do that if it wasn't even an option, you know, or there was
that
no
was
discussions.
2008.
Yeah, I'm the same. But probably since 2008 they were probably thinking about
it back then.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were just what can we get away with?
What thing? Probably. I mean, maybe at that time, because, you know, that's the first movie to kick off the MCU, so maybe they were already in talks of maybe combining Iron Man within, like, that Fox world and try to do a sharing arrangement like how they did with Sony, you know, Same thing with Fox.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? So to make it all part of one big integrated universe, and maybe Fox was just not with it.
Yeah.
And they scrapped it all. I think they probably got Sony and Fox on the phone before they did Iron Man. And maybe shot that, did those scenes just in case, like, a sharing arrangement went through.
Yeah, this is just not, this. That, it's probably wasn't a lot of effort taken into shooting that. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, we got to come in another day, an extra day.
You mean to tell me Samuel Jackson has extra words in the end credit?
Yeah.
I got to say more words?
Wow. What else we got? I don't know why he had to do this, but the director of the brand new Thor movie had to.
Taika Waititi?
Yeah, he had to explain that Chris Hemsworth will still be the lead of Thor Love and Thunder, that Natalie Portman is just quote unquote in it.
Yeah.
I felt like Dr. Evil there for a second. Yeah.
I figured that, man. A lot of people were like, oh, she's going to be the new Thor. Like, it's going to be for, you know, we saw Pepper Potts in the, you know, in her Iron Man outfit suit. But, you know, I was never like, it's cool. I was never thinking that she's going to be the new Iron Man.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
And I understand that a lot of people go from comic books and say, well, in the comic books, there's a, but they have not followed the comic books very much at all.
No, they haven't.
If you really break it down.
No, they've been doing their own thing. And I guess you have to in this, the medium that they're in, the movie medium. Yeah. You can't do the same comic book thing. It's a little more prose that goes into a comic book. It's literally.
If you're doing a comic book thing, it's like all the time it was a clone.
Yeah.
And the clone was actually married to, you know, there's some Pepper Potts from Earth 618. Nobody wants to see that.
There's potential to lose people. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of potential.
Yeah, no one wants to see that in the film.
Oh, my goodness. What else we got going on? What else is going on here? Let's see. Let's check the...
Curry. He's such a cheat code.
Injured Resident Evil stunt woman suing producers says she was abandoned. Olivia Jackson suing... I guess she's worked on Guardians of the Galaxy, Age of Ultron, Mad Max. She's suing them now... A movie that was done in 2017.
Yeah. No, it takes a while to get there. If you're going to sue the studio, oof. Much less Capcom. I don't know who's in charge of the Resident Evil films.
I don't know. I guess she was abandoned or she was hurt or I don't know.
She's probably hurt and they probably didn't, you know.
I don't know. But they
didn't take care of her much.
But she was working after that. Yeah. She has stunt work on movies after that. I don't know.
David Oldridge looks a little scary in this version of...
Oh. Did any of y'all see the Jurassic World short film, the FX?
They did put a little short film out. I guess if
it's dealing with the end credit, like the end credit of Jurassic World.
Yeah, that when the dinosaurs get loose, all over the world,
and it's like in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
I think that's where it kind of picks up.
Interesting.
They are doing another Jurassic film, correct?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Well, why are they going to stop? They're going to keep making money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you already know at this point what you're getting. It's like watching a Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah, or Transformers. You know, you watch Transformers. Like, okay.
Did Joker actually come out in the movie theater?
No, Joker did not come out until October.
Yeah, October. No? First week of October.
So why are people able to see it?
They're doing early screenings, and they've been showing it at festivals.
Yeah. I see.
That's why all the early reviews came out, because they showed it at, I forgot what festival had just passed.
Because you want to get the Oscar. If they feel like it's going to get the Oscar buzz, they're going to push it
early. Sure.
And you can't do that. I guess you could do it in October, but it's not going to get Oscar buzz from box office. It's going to get Oscar buzz from critics and the...
And everybody's really, like, praising Joaquin Phoenix as Joker.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's going to have nothing to do with any of the other Batman...
No, I think so. I think it's going to live in its own world.
Oh! We didn't talk about...
What did we talk
speaking
about?
Speaking of DC, they announced the cast for Suicide Squad.
That's right. I'm actually looking at that right now. I'm looking at the list, and they announced...
Action-packed there.
Let's see. They got John Cena, David Dasmalchian. I hope I said his right name right.
I'm sure you did.
Jai Courtney, Joaquin Cosio, Nathan Fillion, Joel Kinnaman, Manglin NG. Fula Berg, Sean Gunn is going to play. James Gunn's brother is going to play a character. Juan Diego Botto, Storm Reed, Pete Davidson, Taika Waititi is going to play a character in the show, in the movie. Alice Braga, there you go. Steve Agee, they put a little, like a little, like, effect on their name. So, mm-hmm. like, some of the words are, like, missing here. I don't know why they did that.
Okay.
But whatever. Steve Agee, Tanache Kalisi, Daniela Melchor, Peter Capoli, which is for an English show. I forget the name of the one with the phone booth. What was it called?
Doctor Who.
There you go. Okay. Yes, he's Doctor Who. Well, he's the first Doctor Who, should I say. Julio Ruiz, Jennifer Holland, Viola Davis, Idris Elba is going to play a character.
He's going to actually be Deadshot.
He's replacing.
Is he doing Deadshot?
He's replacing Will.
Ah, interesting. Margaret Robbie's coming back, and Michael Rooker is going to play a character.
That's fire.
Yeah, okay. That's dope. But they did not attach character names to these.
Yeah. Well, anybody Viola here? Davis was in the previous one. She was.
She's back in. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we got something to look forward to.
How do you feel about Idris Elba playing Deadshot? You remember when after first Iron Man, Terrence Howard, which I feel like was the worst career decision he ever made. He left after first Iron Man, and you had Don Cheadle step in.
Yeah.
And be War Machine. How do you feel? Is it kind of, and even for Batman, after Batman Begins, you had Katie Holmes, mm-hmm. and then it turned into Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
In Dark Knight, does it kind of ruin the vibe of the movie for you when they kind of switch the actor? Like, you got to understand, the skin tone for War Machine was, it went from really the contrast. Was,
yeah.
Yeah.
What makes flashbacks hard?
It does make flashbacks hard, for real. They could never do an Iron Man flashback with him and Rhodey from the first movie.
There wasn't enough of Terrence Howard in the very first one to make it that off. We didn't get to see a lot of their chemistry. The Maggie Gyllenhaal, Katie Holmes thing did kind of throw me off. But I thought Maggie Gyllenhaal did such a great job as, again, we didn't get to see much of that, Katie Holmes, Christian Bale chemistry. So those things don't matter to me. Deadshot, Will Smith not being Deadshot, I felt like.
We're assuming that Idris Elba is going to take the shot.
But yeah, and I think that's what I think they said that. But they can always, they can always flip. Like, there's always a Deadshot. People always, they change these things. Like, we live with different 007s and we accept it.
Yeah, that's true.
We just accepted all those different 007s.
Is there continuity within all those 007s?
I don't think so. I think
they're just all different versions.
Yeah, they're different versions, I think. Yeah. There's always a 007. Like, there's a 005, a 006.
I'd rather them recast if they're going to say, if Idris Elba is Deadshot, if he is, I'd rather them say, not say anything, than say, he's his brother. That's the old Sub-Zero situation. I don't want that. I'd rather just say that's just, we had to cast somebody else because Will Smith's doing, Pursuit of Happiness 2 or whatever it's got going on.
Pursuit of Happiness 2. And interesting, you mentioned Mortal Kombat because they just announced the cast for that. So they're actually about to relaunch, reboot.
Yeah, we're doing Mortal Kombat 2. So many things. Reboots all over the place.
I mean, do you miss,
G.I. Joe.
Remember when at a point, now it's all comic book movies that are getting... comic books that are getting turned into movies.
Do we miss regular stuff?
Yeah. Remember when it was, at one point, it was a lot of video games? Yeah, Resident Evil, Tomb Raider, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, there was this one fighting game that they decided they were going to... They did. The people were on the island. And
was it Dead or Alive?
Dead or Alive. They did a Dead or Alive movie. It was terrible.
That's terrible.
Mortal Kombat is fine with me as a film if it's dark.
Yeah, it's definitely got
to
be dark.
Like, they tried to sell it to kids last time.
Well, yeah, it's got to be dark. I mean, look at the game now.
Well, the first one was fine. I thought the first one was fine.
It was all right, yeah.
And then the second one was when it just got really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
the CGI, that's probably some of the worst CGI I've ever seen in my life, when Liu Kang turned into a dragon and he's fighting Shao Kahn.
Yeah. But the storylines on games like Mortal Kombat are so good now.
Oh, yeah, recently, yes.
Yeah, their storylines are much, much better. Like, they're much more fleshed out. Like, they made that very personal. But that makes it more pressure. That means that, people are going to have higher expectations of what the story is going to be because the storyline on the video game is good.
Right.
I don't know. I think they're... I don't know if there's enough passion behind that IP for a movie. I don't know. A brand new movie.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing.
You know what I mean? It's like, you guys were clowning me about Robotech.
Yeah, dude. Because we're not 50.
You know what I mean?
Mortal Kombat is popular enough of a video game. But also, I also think that just make a good movie. Sometimes you just make a good movie and people will go see it. Now, it may not make $1 billion. I don't think that can be the new... Well, if you don't make $1 billion, I don't think that can be the new goal each time. Mm. But, you know, if you make $100 million Mortal Kombat movie and you make $200 million, I think it's very successful.
So, going back to Marvel... Do you guys think that Scarlet Witch would be an adequate villain for Phase 4?
Scarlet Witch?
Mm-hmm. It's because that's the rumor, yeah, that she loses her mind. She loses her marbles.
How she brings in the X-Men?
We don't know.
Doesn't she kill all the X-Men?
She does. And she goes into a rage? Like, you know, says, like, no more mutants, and there's literally, like, 10 left.
Yeah. I do not think she'll be an adequate villain.
Hmm.
No. I don't think it's not the problem that she will be an adequate villain. I don't know if they have an adequate hero.
Interesting.
Black Panther, maybe? I don't know if
the way the lineup looks like, they're building up to that WandaVision and then the Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah.
Where her issues are going to be the problems of the multiverse or, I guess, or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, something's going to ruin whatever.
It's all conjecture right now. It's not.
Whatever is going to happen in WandaVision, like, she's obviously going to create, like, that family. Like, she's going to create that, you know.
Yeah.
What she did in the comics.
Right.
Where her and Vision are, like, living together.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think somehow it gets messed with to the, we'll force her to go Snap. Rock with, yes.
Yeah.
We'll make her go rock with Strange and go into the multiverse.
Mm.
But her being a villain, I don't mind it because I don't think she did a bad job in Age of Ultron, where she was a villain for like the first, throughout the entire movie towards the end.
Yeah.
I thought she was dope. Even like, not for nothing in the beginning, it was pretty damn dark. Like,
yeah.
Because, you know, when she manipulates Tony's mind and he sees that vision, yeah, like.
Yeah. Hmm.
And even with the way she moved, like even yesterday she moved
with the
like,
hands.
She was kind of dark. She was kind of pissed off at that little battle with Thanos. She almost took him out by herself.
She would have bodied him.
Yeah,
like alone,
definitely.
Yeah,
if he didn't, you know, tell him to, you know, fire away.
I think that scene was done on purpose. You know, with that purpose to show that, you know, she's where
powerful.
She's at right now. Yeah,
yeah, that was mad inconsistent.
Why?
Because she couldn't handle Ebony Maw and
because she wasn't
she wasn't there.
Yeah, so mentally she wasn't there
in the middle of turning into dust and coming back. She got stronger.
Yeah,
yeah, it was pretty.
No, she lost her marbles.
I think. Yeah, well, I think with the loss of vision, she's losing her. Yeah, you know,
a little more passion.
Yeah,
she's off. She's off a block right now. But as a villain, I'm with it, yo, because I think she's already endured enough pain. Like, I think losing vision, we're starting to see the little by little her kind of that Dark Phoenix vibe.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We keep talking about Vision like her brother didn't die a few years before.
Yo, for real? Oh, man.
We completely forgetting her brother got smoked.
She's lost her brother and Vision.
Yeah. Like,
they're supposedly saying that in the WandaVision that Quicksilver's coming back.
Okay.
Supposedly. Supposedly. The actor who played Quicksilver is coming back on WandaVision, supposedly.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess there's going to be a reality where she brings him back or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. But WandaVision is going to be a series?
Again, all conjecture, all rumor.
It's going to be a series or a movie?
Series.
Series. That's series? A series, WandaVision.
Okay. Hmm. I mean, they got a lot they can do. Her as a villain, I kind of like, one thing I do like, I know the last time we met, we had a show, I talked about like everything doesn't have to be a universe building.
Right.
But I kind of did like the idea of this looming threat. You know, she could be the looming threat. But one of the characters I want to see back. I know a lot of people talk about the X-Men. I'm not concerned with that. Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
I
like Dr. Doom.
The character
I like Dr.
I
Doom
see.
As a bad guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't need Fantastic Four to be a bad guy right now.
Yeah.
You know, to be a antagonist right now. Sorry,
right.
Should I say.
Yeah.
proper language, proper movie language. Yeah.
So I'll be good if it was Doctor Doom, but I could. We'll see, man. It's like you said, it's all conjecture at this point.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to tell you guys that there's still time for you guys to catch up on Arrowverse, okay? Before Crisis of Infinite Earths, all right? Still got about 2 weeks. You guys could do it, all right?
Yeah.
I know you guys will never do it. But soon we'll have some new shows on Arrow's final season. Say goodbye to Arrow forever.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come back to say goodbye to Arrow forever?
No.
No, you said bye already a long time ago.
I said goodbye though. Yeah, once Felicity got paralyzed, I was out.
She's fine now though.
Yeah, I figured that was gonna happen.
Once the actor who plays Arrow actually, when he showed up in the Ninja Turtles sequel,
Michael Bay, wasn't he?
He was Casey Jones. I thought, you know what? Yeah, he should not act anymore. He's like, damn man,
so rough, so mean, guys.
This guy, Casey Jones, you ruined a classic.
There's people who like those shows, guys. People like that. They're around for a reason.
He is Arrow. I respect it.
No,
the
shows are around
Arrow
for a reason. They're making money.
Yeah. No, people like Okra. It doesn't mean.
It doesn't mean they're going to watch Okra. Yeah.
Oh, man. So there's another image of Rey that's been released as far as promotional material.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm actually trying to find. I cannot successfully find right now. I guess I'm going to go to Star Wars. If my research person was not playing NBA 2K, we'd be able to find it faster. I did find her. Yeah, I did find her. So she's like, she's got the, I'll show the camera. Here you go. Bam. See?
There's a camera. So she got, there you go. So she's got the double.
Oh.
She's holding the lightsaber like backwards. So here, I'll show you. Holding the label, lightsaber
okay.
backwards.
Yeah, that's her style.
And the little quote here was, "Something inside me has always been there, but now it's awake." That's a little, that's a similar quote that she said before in other previous movies, I believe.
Yeah.
Alluded to that, at least.
Yeah. They nailed that character.
Oh, yeah. I think her that character
Kylo
great.
Ren, they nailed those two characters.
Yeah. I like Kylo Ren, too.
Their development has been great.
I always liked the, before the legend story of the, I don't know if you ever read the books, the novels, the Star Wars novels were supposed to continue the saga after the three movies.
Mm-hmm.
They had the twins
that
were the sons
Jada and Jason.
And there was a third one.
Yeah, Ben.
And then he's the one who goes dark. Or one of the twins goes dark
one
or something
of the twins
like that.
Goes dark.
Or,
Jason Solo goes dark.
One of them has to die. One of them gets killed or sacrifices himself at the end, like redeems himself or something like that. If I remember, I haven't read those books in so long, I forget now. But I always liked that. And I'm kind of glad they kind of kept it a little bit with the Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the idea, you know?
Yeah.
The idea of the fail, you know, Luke Skywalker wasn't fallible. There you go. You know?
I like Emo Ren.
Yeah, you like Elon?
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this.
Can I do his voice to say that?
I'm really looking forward to this conclusion.
Terrible.
Please don't do that.
I hate it. I will say I couldn't stand his voice.
It sounds like this. Like he's got the thing in his face like this. But it's just under the hole and that he can speak out of.
He has a bit of a sinus infection going
just
on there.
Man.
There's a little reciprocal. I don't know.
Yeah.
And that mask. I don't know. Well, he smashed that mask. So I don't think he uses it anymore.
Well, I think he has it in the previews. I feel like he has it in the previews. I could be wrong, though.
I think it was their flashbacks, kind of. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to, that I hope they do, they got to do these the Knights of Ren.
Yeah.
Teasing the Knights of Ren and like, they're not showing them. They got to do something with him.
I hope so. I hope that they bring, like, what it was, like, if he, like, recruited some of Luke's old, you know, students to the dark side or something like that. I think that would be the
I have no expectations of who they are. I just need them explained.
Yeah.
They can't pull a Finn on the Knights of Ren.
Well, they need to give him a little more character, too. Exposition. There you go.
Yeah.
You know, to that character. Because I feel like he hasn't been explained very well, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, definitely. They'll get to it. I believe I got faith in J.J. Abrams too.
I do.
There you go.
I trust him. You made Star Wars interesting. I mean, Star Trek interesting.
Yeah.
You could do anything.
Oh man. So, hey, shouts out to everyone who's on the Checkpoint XP channel right now. We got a whole bunch of new viewers. Shouts out to everyone that's watching us live. This is Geek Culture Congress. And we're here every Monday at 6 p.m. We are here live talking everything geek, comic books, movies, TV shows, even video games. And I was going to run Modern Warfare 2 beta here for everyone to watch. But unfortunately, they shut the servers off this morning. So I was not able to run them, but I did record a live on my Facebook, my personal Facebook, which is the video that I got running on the screen right now, so you guys could at least see, you know, what's going on with the game and see if you like it and stuff like that. It does look a little choppy a little bit, maybe because of the streaming, I don't know, but the NBA game that's going on top is actually Joey playing some NBA 2K while, you know, while I'm running the video for you guys to check out the Modern Warfare. I was going to say Modern Warfare 2, but it's not really a sequel. It's like a complete reboot.
Yeah.
So they like the old stories, the old Modern Warfare. You played the first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like when they kill like the main characters and die. They're all back.
Yeah, okay.
Magically.
Yeah. I was a big Call of Duty, the old school joint.
Yeah. Oh, like the World War II ones?
World War or something like
World War II's.
Yeah.
I like those. I did like those too. There was they did a throwback one too, a newer throwback one, mm-hmm. World at War or something like that.
Okay.
It was called. I still have that game. I still have that copy in my house.
Yo, Kimball Walker really looks like Kimball Walker in this video. Yeah. Kimball Walker looks like every black person's uncle. We all got an uncle who looks just like that.
Well, I think that's it for us here at Geek Culture Congress today, man. Anything else? Any other topics I'm forgetting about?
That's really it, man. Yeah. Really too much news popped off other than just, you know, stuff we already addressed.
Yeah.
So. Cool, man. So, Tarek, what's going on in your world, man? Let them know. Drop all your socials and all that good stuff.
Instagram, my name is Tarek. Facebook, Tarek something. You'll find me. Can't be that many of us.
Any shows coming up? Nothing?
I have no show coming up anytime soon. We're just working on some things behind the scenes.
Nice. Yeah. I love it. All right. Mr. Joey Franchise.
Yeah. Keep up with me on my gram and Twitter at Joey Franchise. Also, I'm on Xbox Live if you want smoke in NBA 2K. Joey Franchise 15. That's franchise with a Z, not an S. Z like Zorro. And catch me on Wild 94.1 here out here in Tampa Bay, Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight. Also, if you listening or you're viewing from out of state, or what have you, across the nation, the world.
Right.
Wild 94.1 app is free.
And you can.
And available.
Turn up with us.
Turn up.
With us down south here. of course, you can follow my Guitar Life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR, all socials. On the Facebook, I'm Luis Gonzalez. You actually can search for DJ Speedy JR on Facebook. You'll be able to find the personal. And then, of course, the Facebook page is Speedy Jr., all spelled out. And then, of course, you need to follow us, Geek Culture Congress. That's three words, Geek Culture Congress. We're on Instagram, Geek Culture Congress altogether. And, of course, on Facebook, Geek Culture Congress Facebook page. And we are also on B-Pod Studios. Always check out our brand-new shows, our brand-new podcasts on bpodstudios.com. Also on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere where there are great podcasts to be listened to. You can find us as well, Geek Culture Congress. Signing off for tonight. Yeah. See you guys. Have a good one.
Peace.
Hope everything goes well with everybody. And next weekend, the beta will be open again for Modern Warfare, Modern Warfare Call of Duty, the brand new version. The beta will be open next weekend, so I'll be on too. You can add me on the PSN, DJ Speedy JR. That's my PSN username. So add me if you want to get into some games. I play a bunch of other different stuff.
I just got you some VC on.
Nice. Yeah. I like it. Well, I don't play it, so you got my son. Geek Culture Congress signing off. Until next time, thanks to everybody watching us on the Checkpoint XP. More Checkpoint XP content coming at you right now. Have a good one.
Peace.